This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
A 10-session educational program for family and friends of people with serious and persistent mental illnesses begins April 7th in Nanaimo. The weekly course deals with five major mental health disorders: schizophrenia, clinical depression, bipolar, anxiety, and obsessive compulsive disorders. It's called Strengthening Families Together, and it's coordinated by the local branch of the British Columbia Schizophrenia Society. The series provides support, awareness, and tools for problem solving, advocating, and coping. We're joined in the studio by Charlene Riches of the BC Schizophrenia Society and facilitators Noreen and Rod Morrison. Welcome to People First Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Charlene Riches, what are the needs of families that experience mental illness in a child or in a parent, for that matter? And how did the Strengthening Families course come about to try to meet those needs?
The Strengthening Families Together program grew out of the strong belief that Canadian families have a right to reliable educational information on serious mental illnesses, regardless of where they live.
And what are the needs that families experience?
They have various needs. First of all, they need somebody who will listen to them and get support and awareness of the illnesses that they're coping with. And it's such a great relief when they have other parents or other people in the class that are going through the same things as they are.
Mm-hmm. Noreen Morrison, you're a facilitator of the Strengthening Families program. The course provides support. Families have an opportunity to discuss the daily challenges they face and learn how to connect with others. Tell us more about that support.
Well, I think the strength in the program is the fact that people finally have a chance to be with other people in similar circumstances, to realize that they are not alone out there, and also to learn information, because we found when this happened to us that we were really lacking in information. So finding out the information was so important, but also really sharing with other people, because you do go through all sorts of mental anguish. The fact that a child or a loved one has a mental illness, and it really changes your life a lot.
Do you find that people have a hard time connecting with other people when they're going through that experience? Do they tend to become secretive about it, or do they just stop speaking? Or
I think at the beginning of the course, when people first come in, we find that they're quite quiet about sharing. But as the weeks go on and we all get to know each other and they realize that what they say there stays there, they become really loose and actually do share and let go of all their feelings. And the change is remarkable to watch people come out of their shells and begin to appreciate and share what they're going through.
Mm-hmm. Rod Morrison, you're also a facilitator of the Strengthening Families program. The course also provides awareness. Families are given reliable, consistent information about mental illness and treatment options, causes, research, and services. Tell us more about the building of awareness within the family.
Well, I think the a lot of the awareness comes from actually sharing at the course. I know with our last group, they found that you know, it's nice to have all this written information that you know, to learn from, but also the big part of the course is to be able to learn from each other and talk about our stories that will help each other. And I know that for ourselves, that was a big relief when we were able to be in a group and to have other people in similar situations and to be able to learn with them and from them as far as mental illness is concerned.
The course description says that in raising awareness, your hope is to diminish the stigma attached to diagnosis. Tell us more about that stigma.
Well, what happens is I think that mental illness is a little bit like alcoholism used to be in the old days, that, you know, if a person had a problem, they would hide them in the closet. And with mental illness, I think there's a lot of fear in society. And because of that fear, and also well, the fear, it's something that it isn't talked about a lot in society. And the thing is, that's an area that I think for recovery for people with mental illness is so important, is for us to be able to express ourselves. I know in what Noreen and I can really do is really talk from our own experience to do with our own family situation and to really just pass that on to other people. But we're believers that we have to bring more information out, bring our story out into the general public, so others in turn will be able to do the same thing. And I found that I work in a position where I'm around a lot of other people, and you know, I'm quite interested in the mental illness field because of our experience. And I found that many other people that I have talked to have either a relative or a friend or a family member that have an illness, and in most of the cases, it's not talked about a lot. So. That's where I'm at with that right now.
You're listening to People First Radio. I'm Kevin. A 10-session educational program, Strengthening Families Together for Family and Friends of People with Serious and Persistent Mental Illnesses, begins April 7th in Nanaimo. We're joined in the studio by Charlene Riches of the BC Schizophrenia Society and facilitators Noreen and Rod Morrison. Charlene Riches, the course not only provides support and awareness to its participants, it provides tools as well. Tell us more about the tools that are offered, and what do you mean by tools?
The participants, they learn coping skills and how to advocate for themselves and their family member. They learn special communication skills like I statements, And they learn how to develop, you know, a support group. Like, the class acts as a support group within in the course. So for the 10 weeks, it's also a support group as well. The other nice thing about the course is that we bring in local speakers. We bring in the criminal lawyers, someone from mental health, a person with bipolar disorder, and a few other local people in the community who are dealing with mental health issues. And it just brings it more local, because it's a Canadianized course. It makes it really local and familiar, because they'll meet those people, some of them, with their dealings with the health system. Mm.
Noreen and Rod Morrison, what do participants generally experience during the 10 weeks of the Strengthening Families Together course? How do they change over the duration of the course? What have you observed?
Well, the last time we gave the course was only the second time, and the people who come, they come with various information that they already have. So they are dealing with different situations. So for some people, they're dealing with a family member with bipolar or schizophrenia, or sometimes it's undiagnosed. They're just not certain what it is their family member has. And so it's hard sometimes, because we're not trained in any, you know, our knowledge is limited. And so we're just facilitators. You know, we are not experts in this field whatsoever. So our job is to try and get these people within the realm of where we're meeting to find information within what we are giving, then also bring out how they're feeling and how we can help them sometimes, especially if there is no diagnosis. So Charlene, too, has been wonderful at having that information there for people where they can actually go and follow up, whether it be going down to Brooks Landing, contacting psychiatrists, and so on. So it really is giving information as well and helping them through this, what they're going through.
Rod, what have you observed in participants over the time you've facilitated? How have people changed? What have they experienced in taking the course?
Well, I think everyone's journey is a little bit different, but I think that they find that there is hope. I think that they see that there is a path for recovery, and I think that like in mental illness, there is recovery. And, you know, every situation is different. In all cases, it's probably not 100% recovery, but there is definitely recovery. And what we found going back is, like, when we took the course, in our own case, we followed many of the steps that the course is suggesting. And that has been a big part in, you know, our son's recovery. Is that the thing is that you can see that you have a path to work from. And the other thing is that it's a matter of finding the avenues for help. A lot of times that especially to do with mental health, it's a very slow process as far as getting help. And it's not that easy to find a good psychiatrist right away, or possibly some other situations that you need. For some reason, mental health seems to be a little bit slower than if it was a heart problem or if it was another type of problem. And the thing is, so the course, it gives you a lot of avenues to work from, and it does work. And like I say, I'm really big on this, on recovery. Like, the thing is, there is hope and there is recovery with mental health.
Charlene Riches, why are these types of initiatives so important?
Otherwise, families are out there and they have no resources. They don't know what the system is going to require of them or of their ill family member. There's just so many processes, even the medications. You can be on several medications and combinations before they find the right one that will act and bring the relative out of their psychosis and back to recovery again. And it's such a long process, too, and it really destroys the families after a period of time. The caregivers themselves, they can become have depression themselves, and then they lose contact with their friends and their families, and it's a really an isolated existence.
Hmm. We have just a moment left, and I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today, Noreen Morrison.
Well, I would just like to encourage anyone who is listening and feels that they would like to take the course to please call the BCSS office. The number is 250-753-9923. It begins on April the 7th for 10 weeks. It is a big commitment, but I know that from this course that you will find so much knowledge and the sharing with other people that it truly is a worthwhile experience.
Mm-hmm. Thanks very much to all three of you for coming in today and joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you,
Kevin.
And all the best in the coursework that you do.
Thank you, Kevin.
Charlene Riches is Executive Director of the Nanaimo Branch of the BC Schizophrenia Society. Noreen and Rod Morrison are facilitators of the Strengthening Families Together course, a free 10-session long educational program for family members and friends of people living with serious mental illness. The course provides support, awareness, and tools for coping and helping. It begins in Nanaimo on April the 7th. Contact the BC Schizophrenia Society for more information. The local number, 250-753-9923.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM, CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.